This Friday, crew of Let's Eat are venturing out in the cold to enjoy a rosy, toasty, tasty holiday experience with Great Harvest Bakery Cafe out of Crown Point. Tune in as we sit down with owner and operator Katie Smith and her head baker, Julie Froelich. For over 30 years, Great Harvest has been using long traditional method of baking to create breads that are truly one of a kind. Great Harvest is your holiday stop for cookies, pies, sweets, homemade sandwiches, and artisan breads, always made simple, wholesome, delicious, the way it ought to be. Join Katie and Julie from Great Harvest and me, Chef Nick, on Let's Eat this Friday at 3 o'clock on 89.1 FM, your Lakeshore Public Media. Follow me on Instagram at Let's Eat POD. And I wish everyone a happy holiday, very Merry Christmas, and a safe new year. Yasu.
Whether you're craving something sweet or need a dessert to bring to your next holiday get-together or company event, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Merrillville offers cobblers, banana puddings, and other sweet treats. Located off of US 30 across from Meyer and open daily from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m., there's something for everyone at the Peach Cobbler Factory where every bite tastes like home. Learn more and see the full menu at peachcobblerfactory.com.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, WLPR.
Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. I'm Chef Nick, and my co-host and manager of operations here at the radio station, Tom Maloney. How you doing, Thomas?
Nick, I'm great. I got a different title every week.
I know. I have a bad memory. That's the problem. I forget things.
Great to have you here in the studio again.
Great to be here. How you like that weather out there? Making you feel a little bit more festive?
You know, if I'm going to get the cold like this, I want the snow.
Yeah, that's how
and,
I am, too.
You know, I don't give me the cold. And now it's going to be like 50 this weekend with the rain. Mm-hmm. Like, and then is it even going to be cold and snowy for Christmas? Probably not.
I'm going to turn my air conditioning on in my house.
So yeah, at this point, like, that's probably the best way. Yeah. Is your Christmas tree up?
Yes.
Okay.
This year is the first year we did an artificial tree, though.
I don't judge. I've had an artificial tree for years.
I've never had one. This is the first year, which is, it's okay. Less mess.
Easy
to deal with. How's your Christmas shopping? You got any of that done yet? I know we're both looking at each other with blank stares. No.
No.
Okay.
My wife has a bunch of Christmas shopping done. I have no Christmas shopping done. If my wife is listening to the show right now, I will be working on that this weekend to get the Christmas shopping done and taken care of.
Do you go out? Do you go out or you just do it all on Amazon?
No, it's all online now.
Really?
Maybe I'll go out for a couple of things if I absolutely need to.
You got to get out there with the crowd. Ladies, don't you think you have to be out there with the crowd a little bit?
No.
Sets the energy.
Yeah, I think it sets the energy.
What energy? No, I don't
festive energy.
Nothing about being out with the crowd is festive, Nick. I want to be at home in my pajamas on my couch staring at my dogs, having them wondering why they can't go out because it's 10 degrees outside.
Well, girls. You know what? It might be 10 degrees outside, but inside it's nice and cozy.
It is.
Because we have a bakery here. It's called the Great Harvest Bakery out of Crown Point. They're located right on Broadway, and they brought in some really great, delicious bakery items. And we're going to sit here and talk with them
Fresh from the ovens, and they smell delicious. They look delicious.
They are delicious. I've already had them. My daughter did a little bit of work there, and you guys used to bring her home with some samples.
Oh, yeah. You come in. Anybody who comes into the doors of Great Harvest should be greeted with a thick slice of bread out of the oven. And those who work for us, they get a free goodie every day.
I don't know what your political stance is on anything, but I will vote for you. I will go to war for you, and I will carry your banners until I die on the field holding a fresh loaf of bread.
And that is, and who we just heard from was Katie Smith, and she's the owner and operator and co-CEO of Great Harvest. Is it correct? Great Harvest Bakery Cafe?
Yep, that's correct.
And she brought with her head baker, Julie Froelich, and they brought in a bunch of stuff. So if you go on our Instagram, that's Let's Eat POD, that's Let's Eat Pod, you'll see pictures of the ladies and all the wonderful items they brought in, and they're very delicious. So again, if we want you to call in 219-769-9577 for a chance to win a gift card from Great Harvest Bakery Cafe right out of Crown Point. without any further ado, Katie Smith, why don't you give us a little background about yourself?
Yeah, well, my name is Katie. I have recently relocated to Northwest Indiana in the summer of 2023 to go on this great adventure of co-owning Great Harvest with my brother and my sister-in-law.
Where'd you move from?
I'm originally from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, wow. That's a tremendous culture shock, I bet you.
It's, you know what? I love Salt Lake and I love Northwest Indiana. Mm-hmm. It's apples and oranges, and I think both are really wonderful communities. Mm-hmm. And Crown Point is where I spend the majority of my time at the bakery, and I'd say this community has just been so welcoming and so warm, really friendly, and that's... I had that in Salt Lake, too, so it's wonderful to land in such a warm community.
So did you go to school out? I'm sorry. You go to school out in Utah and everything?
I did. I went to the University of Utah for my undergrad, and I actually went to American University in Washington, D.C. for my graduate studies.
AMU. Okay.
Yeah.
Were you familiar with Northwest Indiana, or was this just like a blind move to the region?
Did you put a map on the wall and throw a dart at it?
You know, I've always thought that would be so adventurous, and I would love if that was the story. But actually, my brother and sister-in-law, so they met at Brigham Young University way back when. He got his degree in accounting, so he's been in the finance industry. They relocated to this area and have raised their family here. And so I have been visiting here for years and years.
Okay.
And they call this home. They've been involved. All their kids have grown up here. And so they've called this home for a really long time.
So, Julie, give us a little background about yourself.
Well, I did grow up in the area. I graduated from Lake Central High School.
Okay.
And then I did a little bit of college, went into the Army.
Oh, wow.
Met my husband.
Okay.
And then became mom to five kids.
Mm-hmm. So your own army.
I
have
my own army.
Yeah, all right.
Wonderful kids. And I then raised them. I had the great opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom for 32 years. And then I, along the way, you know, just learn, because that's just a core belief for me, is I love to learn every new things all the time. Baking was one of those things along the way, especially sourdough bread. Was something that I really got into and dug deep into. And then my youngest was leaving the house, and I was talking with Elise, and Elise said, I have a thought. She goes, I have an opportunity. What do you think about this? And I thought about it for about a second, because these are awesome people to mm-hmm. work for. Mm-hmm. So,
How'd you guys meet?
Through our church.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in a meeting with her at church, and she's like, you're going to go back to school or get a job? Let's. She's like, I have this opportunity.
Yeah, proposal.
You know?
For
proposal.
You.
That's yeah. the word I was yeah. looking for. Proposal. And it's been a ride ever since. It's been great.
So tell us the history of Great Harvest, because there's a pretty big history behind it.
Yeah, I mean, the actual vision of Great Harvest is what attracted us to this business opportunity in the first place. I think as our customers and your listeners get to know us, we're very value-driven, we're very mission-driven family, and we take great pride in the products that we use. So for... a long time we were looking for business opportunities. We wanted to kind of test our own mettle and see what we could do with our own talents and experience that we had gained over the years. And when we found Great Harvest, we had been familiar with it. Great Harvest is a franchise. There's anywhere at any given time, maybe 150 to 170 throughout the country. And there's quite a few of them in Utah. So we mm-hmm. grew up with Great Harvest.
Okay.
And so we were familiar with how good their bread was. And at the time, they were really pretty much just bakeries. Mm-hmm. So they would do their breads and their goodies. And Great Harvest really got started from the passion of Pete and Laura Wakeman. They were doing grad school in upstate New York in the 70s.
They remind me of hippies for some reason.
Yeah,
go ahead.
total hippies. They
am
love,
I right, though?
Yes, absolutely. And she just had a passion for baking bread. And so she was doing that kind of as they were in school, and their friends encouraged them to kind of pursue that it was really good. And one thing led to another, and they ended up in Dillon, Montana, actually. And the reason Montana is significant is because it's considered the golden triangle for wheat production in the United States.
It's the golden what?
The golden triangle.
Okay, explain for wheat production, the golden triangle.
It just means it's really fertile. It makes really wonderful wheat. And so the way that now they, 50 years later, and they have, this business has expanded from just their original vision. One thing that we love is that they are meeting with the farmers, like, individually.
So the 50 years later is the 1950s, right? Not the 1970s.
So 1970s, right? Is when they were doing it.
Yeah, about
it.
75, now, 76.
That was 50. Oh, man. So, time's not real. But so they go from New York to Montana to this golden triangle. Yeah. And was it just, hey, I love baking, there's this place in Montana that makes fantastic wheat, let's go to the quote-unquote motherland or to the Mecca?
I think they were looking. They've always loved. I mean, they were in Ithaca, New York, so they also loved, kind of country
snow.
And
they
snow.
Loved, yeah, winter.
The wide open spaces and, like, the ability to just get access to, in the case of the bread baking, as that was taking off, they could actually go and meet with the wheat farmers and they could test the crops themselves.
Okay.
And we are the beneficiaries of that.
So they weren't wheat farmers. They just contracted with local wheat farmers.
Yep.
And they started off with a great harvest, one bakery.
Yeah, one bakery. And over time, it became a franchise. And it really grew. It really took off in the Intermountain West. And so there's still, to this day, a good majority of Great Harvest bakeries are located in that area. And it's spreading. And so when we realized it was a franchise, we didn't know that because... And it's one thing that we might talk about a little bit, but they call their model a freedom franchise. Mm-hmm. And what they really want is every bakery and cafe to feel and be part of the community. And so there's a lot of freedom that's given in the menu selection and we can test new items, we can bring them to market. There's something that's beloved in your community. They don't restrict that. We can message, we can partner with local programs. And so we really wanted to find something that was a really great product, and we knew Great Harvest was. And they just have amazing recipes that we have access to. And we are contractually obligated to have, like, their basic breads. We have the farmhouse white bread, the honey whole wheat, our Dakota bread. Yeah, it has the pumpkin millet, sesame, and sunflower seeds. And so as long as we have those on our menu, we can have a lot of freedom on what we provide. And so every bakery is a little bit different. You're not ever going to have the same experience.
That's cool.
So
harvest.
You can have a bakery, like you said, you have to make certain items that they're requiring you to.
Yeah.
But then you can just sell whatever.
Yep. And I'll tell you, Crown Point in Northwest Indiana really loves cinnamon chip. That is our number one selling bread. And it is...
Is that one of the ones that you brought there?
Yeah, well, we brought the pull apart. So it's our monkey bread version.
Got
of
it.
The cinnamon chip. And
Nick, I'm going to have to leave the show for a few minutes and dive into that one.
Yeah.
That one has become really popular. That's a pretty new product that we've introduced in the last couple of months. Are our pull-apart breads.
Okay.
And so, Crown Point loves the cinnamon chip. They also love the Popeye bread. It had been, before we opened, everybody was communicating to us through our social media channels and asking for Popeye. And it's called Popeye because it features spinach and has chunks of Parmesan and roasted red pepper. And we now have it available November and December and for a couple weeks in July. Because it's a holiday bread.
So it's like a Christmas in July in the summer.
Exactly.
Okay.
And really, we invented our Christmas in July campaign because we just really missed Popeye, the white chocolate cherry swirl bread that we brought, and our chocolate babka. And we're like, we can't wait till November and December.
The white chocolate with the cherry.
Oh, you're twisting my arm. Please stop.
One's good. My daughter brought it home. You know what makes it even better was when you cut it and just put a little bit in the oven and let it toast a little bit. Like, brings it all together. Mm. Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, and we want you to call in and join the conversation. 219-769-9577. We have Katie and Julie from Great Harvest Bakery Cafe out of Crown Point, and they have gift cards. So give us a call, 219-769-9577. Katie, give us your hours of operation.
So we're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
What So what time do you actually both get there?
Yeah what time are you
What time are you working? Hours of operation are 7 to 7.
I walk in the doors at 3:45.
What?
A.M.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
To start baking, to have everything fresh and hot, ready for when the customers come in at 7.
So by the time, 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning hits, your day is over. You're done at that
About
point.
Noon.
Okay. All right.
So you guys must be early risers to begin with. No?
I am.
Are you?
Yes. Well, the Army does that to you, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
I always said I would love to be a baker, but that stopped me from baking is I could never get up that early in the morning.
Not a problem.
Yeah. And you got to be pretty precise about what you do. Baking is not like just cooking. Baking is almost like it's a science.
We call it a science and an art because there's a science, and then because there's variances in the humidity and temperatures, you adjust for that. But then you have to know what the dough feels like in the mixer on the hook. You got to know.
And if you're in higher elevations, it makes a difference.
Definitely.
So you just got to know what your environment is when you're baking.
See that part to me, more so than getting up and being at work by 3:45, it always seems like a challenge because it's like Christmas in July. Well, it's really humid in July. It rains in July. It's hot in July. The ovens are on in July, and it's
correct.
versus cooking in December and January and February when it's not as hot and it's still 10 degrees outside, right? So that dynamic of science absolutely pushes me out of the kitchen to bake because as a comm major, I talk about this all the time. I don't do math. I don't do science. So that's half of STEAM right there, or STEM or whatever it is. So it's just that concept of is it just through experience that you both sort of we know that this time of the year we can do this type of baking, and or is it just trial and error? How does that process work?
There's a little bit of trial and error, and you learn what's successful.
Yeah.
And then you replicate that over and over, and then you learn how much to adjust to however humid it is. Or we have a formula that we use every day that we plug our numbers into to help us adjust for humidity, adjust for temperatures.
Mm-hmm. But the one thing that was important that you said, the touch.
Absolutely.
It's all eye and touch.
If
you do the formula, you're doing the formula. But at the end, like you said, when I make something,
You have to feel it and make sure
cookies
it's the right,
or dough and stuff. So, Katie, tell us what makes Great Harvest so unique. And it is unique because when I researched you guys, it seems like there was layer after layer after layer that I kept peeling back and finding new cool things about you guys. The one cool, you got to explain, but what makes you guys so unique?
Well, I think that one of the things you're referring to is the fact that we mill our own wheat on site.
And it's called not just wheat, it's called a wheat berry.
Yep, so the actual product that we get from those farmers in Montana are called wheat berries. Mm-hmm. And we actually have some on display when people come in the foyer so you can see what they look like. They kind of look like, maybe thick rice pellets.
Mm-hmm. Like fennel seeds almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we have a really lovely mill. And you take the 60-pound, they come in 60-pound bags, and we lift that all the way up, drop that into the mill, and that way you have the absolute freshest wheat that you could possibly imagine.
How big is the mill?
It has its own room.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that big?
Okay.
Yes.
So it's not like a coffee grinder on steroids kind of
thing.
It's a very large piece of equipment.
Two 60-pound bags of wheat fit into the mill at a time.
Okay. And then out of those 100, out of the 60 pounds or the 120 pounds that you get in there, do you get a full 120 back in terms of the flour, or is there some loss in the machine in terms of the grinding process?
You get it all out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
In the machine, those with I've seen it online. They got little ones.
Stone ground.
You can do hand ones, but the one you have is a large one. And you don't have
with a motor.
You don't have any problem where you're burning it up or anything like that.
It's pretty.
Now that wheat that you're grinding, is that used throughout everything that you make?
It is primarily used for every product. It is going to be that wheat is what makes our products really special. But we also have white-based
And why do you have white-based flours for?
Just for the variety, honestly. Okay. And some people really just would like to have a white-based, a white loaf of bread. And so there's you could get white-based products, the full 100% ground wheat products, and then sometimes we have blends.
Okay.
Where it's like
does
half
that
and
say
half.
That all on the packaging
it
and
does,
stuff like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was researching. So the white flours sometimes are just basically used for like cakes and cookies because they're a little
cakes,
more delicate.
And some breads, like our white based breads.
So what makes the whole wheat one that you grind good? What's the benefit of that?
I mean, I think that at this point, like when we live in a world that has so much processed and preservatives and things that try and make it have a long shelf life, and I think the fact that you have the absolute freshest wheat that you can have in these products. And really, when you're talking about our basic honey whole wheat bread, it is the flour that we have ground, the wheat flour, yeast, honey, salt, and water.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it makes the most astounding loaf of bread.
It's delicious. I was gonna say, it sounds like you're almost making a mead as well. Bread or a mead?
Yeah.
It's probably the same thing.
I've always said that I thought it's just amazing, and I've said it I don't know how many times, that you got some white powder, you know, like or whole wheat ground or whatever, and it's just a powder, and then you just make it into this like 1 pound loaf of bread that feeds 3-4 people. I mean, it's amazing in a way.
Yeah, it's magic.
It is like magic.
It does.
Yeah. Who we got on the line?
We have a frequent listener and oftentimes caller, Shay from Valparaiso. Shay, welcome to Let's
Hi,
Eat.
Hi, Shay.
Hi. I was listening to you, and I wondered, I have a gluten allergy, and I was wondering if you guys make a gluten-free bread.
Yes, we do, and I'm actually a gluten-sensitive person myself, so I love our GlutenX bread that we make. And
no, I heard you talk about the cinnamon chips. Is it just plain white bread, the gluten-free, or do you make that like cinnamon chip, gluten-free
We
too?
Do it's a buckwheat cinnamon chip, and we also do a buckwheat Dakota, which is both are versions of our gluten-filled bread. We have a gluten-free, gluten-X version of that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you know where the Great Harvest Bakery Cafe is?
I do. I've driven past it, but, you know, a lot of times you just get disappointment walking into the place and, oh, they don't have gluten-free, you know. So when I heard you on the radio, I figured, oh, I got to call.
Sure. I just made some this morning.
So what gluten-free products do you carry? Like, do you have like 10, 5? Do you have staples?
We have about 6.
6?
We have our Gluten X bread, which is basically a white bread that's gluten excluded.
That's nice.
Products in it. The buckwheat cinnamon chip, buckwheat Dakota, both are breads. And then we have an almond cookie.
Which is delicious.
It's my favorite thing that we make in the restaurant. Yeah.
A lot of our staff's favorite thing.
Good.
It's good fresh. It's good frozen. I love it. We also have our chocolate chip cookie and a blueberry muffin.
Now, what kind of flour do you use? What do you use for your flour base?
Sure. It's a mixture of lots of different flours.
Okay.
There's almond flour. There's tapioca flour, the oat flour, white rice flour, brown rice flour.
Wow.
So it's a whole mixture.
Yeah, that's really being a scientist when you're making
that stuff.
It's
tricky to make. I've tried making gluten-free bread, and sometimes it just gets so heavy. It's not light.
There has been a learning curve to that, and I think we are hitting our stride with it right now. It is... it's great right now. I love it. I eat
a sandwich with
it every day.
Yeah, and all of our sandwiches would be available on that bread, so we do offer that in the cafe as well.
Yeah.
I think
like one of the things that I thought might be interesting for your listeners to learn about is why we call those products Gluten X as opposed to just gluten free.
Hold on. Hey Shay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Shay.
Okay,
we're gonna be sending you out a gift card.
I'll keep listening. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. And so, and it actually dovetails really nicely with the conversation we were having about milling wheat. We are a bakery where flour is literally in the air.
Everywhere.
And it's everywhere. It's impossible for us to isolate everything. And so we call it Gluten X just to let people know that we cannot guarantee no cross-contamination.
Right.
So this, every ingredient is gluten-free, but it is created in a bakery where there is gluten in the air.
Well, it's no different than, I guess, a pizzeria. If they put a gluten-free pizza on an oven rack, it's going in the same rack as all of the gluten pizzas are. So it's still there, the possibility of the cross-contamination. But the fact that like there's such a wide menu, and I can imagine when Great Harvest started 50 years ago. Oh, that doesn't, you know, the concept of gluten-free wasn't a thing. So it was just like, we just want to make really good, locally sourced bread. And all of a sudden, this rise in gluten-free. So for as long as you've both been in the industry, you know, how have you seen the shift or the change in terms of, you know, you talked about it, obviously, with the cinnamon chips and what people in Crown Point like versus maybe what they like in Salt Lake City or what they like in Ithaca, New York, or in the Golden Triangle in Montana, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get all my geography points in for today's show.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
You know, how does that work in terms of just kind of seeing the ebb and the flow of, like, you know, the type of bread or the style of bread, the loaf of bread, like, explain that process, I guess, if it's not necessarily a question for me, more a verbal word vomit and dumping of information.
Well, I think that we really benefit from the decades that the system has been in place and then the library that they have of tested and untested recipes that we're given the freedom to attempt and try. And I would say for us, I think we will evolve just like maybe bread has over the last 50 years as we're open and operating in Crown Point. So we've been open just a little bit over a year. We opened our doors in September 2023. And truly, we've kind of just been going like with the breads that are recommended as we get our baking team used to using them, as we get familiar with the product. And so there are what we call our kind of everyday bread varieties. That we've talked about a lot of them. We have our cheddar garlic varieties, we have sourdough. And so those you can find on the menu all year round throughout the year. And then there are so many really delicious breads out there that we are doing seasonal varieties. So today what we brought, we talked about the Popeye bread, the white chocolate cherry, the chocolate babka. Those are some of our December seasonal varieties. And then we'll change those over to some new breads to try in January and February. And I think that one of the things that we've learned this last year of being open is to give the products enough time to be tried by the community. So we were changing breads every month, and we have wonderful customers, but it could be that, you know, maybe you don't come to Great Harvest in January and you've missed a bread, or you come maybe once and you're coming in February and you loved that bread and it wasn't here. So we're looking at more maybe like quarterly seasonal breads, and we can kind of, you know, try that out.
You know, it's great, though, and my daughter said it, but when you come in, you guys give samples of bread.
Yeah,
so if I came in with a little bit of salami and cheese,
absolutely.
And pull it out of your pocket.
That sounds very on brand for you. Yeah.
Well, and it's so funny, and this is one thing that we love to
try, our bistro beef sandwich. That would be really good.
There we go.
That's so delicious.
But you give samples.
Yeah, and we actually don't like to call them samples because it's not meant to have like lots of little tastes of everything. We really think of it as a gift to our customers when they come in. And so when you come in, we will pull the beautiful breads that have come out of the oven, put them on what we call the breadboard, and we give like easily a 1 to 1.5 inch thick slice of bread. And then we offer that with our butter, our cinnamon butter.
For everybody that walks in the door. So I could just like walk in, walk out, walk in, walk out, and get my lunch for the day.
You know what? You could. And actually, we do have some customers who come in and get their slice of bread. But yes, if you came in and just wanted a slice of bread, we would be so happy to give that to you.
Our great DoorDashers. Mm-hmm. Come in and
there you go. Yeah, get a little stack for the road. There.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Media. And today we have Great Harvest Bakery Cafe out of Crown Point, right on Broadway there. We have Katie Smith and Julie Frolick.
I got it wrong.
I should know
too,
that.
Nick.
I went to culinary school down in French Lick. I should know
there
that.
There you go.
But yeah, they're here and they have gift cards. So give us a call, 219-769-9577, for a chance to get a gift card from Great Harvest Bakery Cafe out of Crown Point. You know what? You guys grind your own. Is it always the same grind, or do you sometimes not grind as hard so you can have like a more robust loaf of bread or anything like that? Or it's always the same grind?
We always shoot for the same grind. Okay. Just to have
the consistency
and stable. Yeah, and we can move the grinding wheels, but we always adjust to the specific.
So how many 60-pound bags of seed are you going through, like in a day or a week, a month? Like, is it like
It's a berry.
Berry, sorry,
it's
not
a
seed, it's a berry.
It's
a wheat berry.
12 60-pound bags a week.
Wow.
Okay. an average day Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Maybe more. Those, yeah.
More by 4 to 6.
Katie, what are you promoting for Christmas that you want everyone to know about? And can they call in and pre-order? And how much time do they have to give you?
Yeah, we are right in the middle. Like, what we've learned too is that Christmas, as opposed to Thanksgiving, is not just a day, it's a season. And so pre-orders are in process as we speak. And we have all kinds of things for your holiday, whether it's your work party, whether you're together with your family, whether you want to give some gift bags to friends, families, or teachers. We have a variety of options available.
So do you have, like, things already set up? Like, you come mm-hmm. in, it's already got, like, a bow on it or whatever?
Absolutely.
We have some of those. We also have a kind of, like, create-your-own gift basket station in our retail area where you can come and grab. We have a variety of really cute baskets available, some wrappings, and then jams, jellies, honeys, soups,
okay. chocolate mixes. Bars. So hot
on
chocolate.
That note, do you deliver? Like, okay, say I've got somebody maybe who lives in Michigan or
maybe
Wisconsin.
Griffith that doesn't go out and shop.
Yeah, Griffith. Like, can I order and will you guys deliver, or like I order, I buy, and then I have to figure out how to ship it out?
We can definitely figure that out. Like, we do delivery for our catering.
Yeah.
And we have had people who, like, more on the corporate side who have purchased, like, you know, a variety of baskets mm-hmm. that we have about a $30 flat delivery fee
okay.
in the area. But if it was about shipping or something, like, we would actually be happy to figure that out with our customers.
Okay.
And you guys offer more than just breads.
Yep.
You have coffees. What kind of coffee? Explain that whole program.
We have a full espresso bar. And so everything from, I mean, I would say caramel macchiatos are the number one specialty drink. But, you know, you could get an Americano, macchiatos, lattes, cappuccinos. We have a really wonderful espresso program. We have our cafe, which really kind of evolved as out of the bakery. They were making all this wonderful bread and realized the next step was to be able to make sandwiches and rolls mm-hmm. and everything out of that. And so we have a variety of sandwiches, salads, soups, and so those are available.
What's the Louisville chicken?
The Louisville chicken is really great. It's white chicken breast with a seasoned mayo. And we take half pecans, mm-hmm. and they have some more seasoning with some honey, and so it's like kind of a sweet and seasoned pecan, and you just mix that together and put that on some bread. And
who develops those?
Delicious.
Now, there are certain things that come from corporate, and there's certain mm-hmm. things you develop. Most of them corporate, or you guys been developing them, or
the majority are from corporate? And part of the reason is that all the nutritional information is done on that. Like wow. we have, you know, like
well,
we
you're
have
just
all the
going
right
too.
Labeled.
You don't want to be bogged down. You want to go.
But I will say, like, we talked about the Bistro Beef Melt here just a moment ago, and that was something that our other assistant manager, Megan Sutherland, created for us. And that is, it was intended to be on Popeye bread. And so if Popeye bread is a seasonal bread, we can only have it as intended.
Now
right.
is the time to get it.
Yes. But we take our roast beef that we slice in house as well. We get large chubs of roast beef, and then we'll slice them. And you take that along with some Havarti cheese and toast the bread, melt, warm up the meat and cheese together, and then it has lettuce, tomato, red onion, and our garlic herb spread.
So you guys use like a panini machine to heat things up?
We have what's called, our specific ones are called Mary Chefs.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a fast oven.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. A turbo oven.
Yep, exactly. So a toast
a
spread.
Fast oven?
Yeah. I know, so it's the technical term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, is that like a toaster? Like a, just
yeah,
a big toaster?
But it's got a fan in it.
It's got a fan. It
it's
be a microwave
it's infrared.
And a toaster.
Yeah, it's like, mm-hmm. it really blasts it really fast.
Okay. Okay. Keep in mind, I don't hang out in a bakery, so the equipment and the jargon for me are all new, I guess.
You do breakfast sandwiches.
And we do
so
breakfast.
So people got to know that you do breakfast
they
sandwiches.
They are the best breakfast sandwiches.
What's a gobbler?
The morning gobbler?
Go ahead. No, Julie?
Well, I'm on the bakery side, the MTO side. I just eat the sandwiches. I don't make them.
There should be no law. It should all be the same.
Yes.
Go ahead, Katie.
The gobbler is on our Dakota bread, which is the honey whole wheat base with mm-hmm. pumpkin, millet, sesame, and sunflower seeds. It's a delicious bread. It's my mm-hmm. favorite right now. And it gets our garlic herb spread, a cracked egg, so we cook the egg to order, and melted provolone cheese and turkey.
How about the kickstart?
So the kickstart is on our white bread. And it has pepper jack cheese, the egg, tomato, bacon, and the garlic herb spread as well.
How many gift cards do they bring, Nick? I got to make a phone call.
We'll get some out there.
The steak and egg breakfast sandwich is my favorite.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what kind of steak you use on that?
So we use the roast beef.
Oh, okay.
It's the roast beef.
Okay.
It's the warmed up roast beef.
It's delicious.
Uh-huh. How about the Cubano?
So the Cubano is another one that Megan created.
Yeah. Is it a Cuban breakfast sandwich?
So that one's actually a lunch sandwich.
It's lunch, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right.
So, yeah, it's our ham, turkey, Swiss cheese.
And you're open until 7 tonight?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Dill pickles, our pickled red onions that we pickle in-house.
Oh, wow.
And Dijon mustard.
No, cabbage? The cabbage on there?
No.
Oh, that's on
that's
the Baja.
So, okay. Like the spreads that you're using and the sausage, are you making those in-house?
We make a good majority of them.
Do you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, like, a lot of our salad dressings, a lot of the spreads, almost all of that is made in-house.
Folks, we've got about 15 minutes left. If you want to give us a call, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Media, 219-769-9577. We got gift cards from Great Harvest Bakery Cafe, and we got Katie and Julie here to hand them out.
So I know that there are other bakery places that also do coffee that I won't mention on the program right now. But they also, in a lot of other coffee joints, have, you know, cards or membership things. Like, do you guys do anything like that where put in a phone number and, you know, become a member and get points?
Like
or
a loyalty program.
Loyalty programs?
Definitely. I love our program, the points, and Katie will give the specifics on that. But as soon as you sign up, the next time you come back, you'll get a free loaf of bread or a free sandwich.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just for signing up.
How do you sign up? You got to sign up in store, though?
No,
it's online.
I can do it, so I can just do it now and then just go in.
And get your free loaf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah. Chocolate babka. Yeah.
Yeah. I love your program, too. That sounds fantastic.
How about the grain bowls? What are those like?
So that is not something we've introduced at this location yet, although I think it's something that we'd love to explore in the future. And a lot of people are familiar with the location that was in the square.
Right.
Sue James was the owner there. She's been wonderful to us.
So she's not involved in this at all?
Not directly.
Okay.
She's been very supportive. She's been a great mentor for us. And actually a lot of her, like her kneading table.
Bowl lift. Which I love.
mixers. Like a lot of her equipment we actually have. So I kind of love this idea of like handing the torch.
Because she was in business there on the square for a long time.
She was. And she was, I mean, I think loved by her customers as well.
Yeah.
And it was just a certain
It was a bad situation. I know this. Heard it. I've kind of dealt with the person with that situation. Yeah, it was a bad situation there. What's a yard bird?
So that is actually one of Julie's favorite salads as well.
It is.
It's our
I know what you like, Julie.
Yeah, everything that you're saying. So that is like mixed greens and romaine with diced chicken. We have our dried cranberries, dried golden raisins, and then we create kind of a, we have dried or roasted chickpeas, and then roasted seeds and nuts that are on top.
That sounds like a good winter salad.
It is. It's a good salad all the time.
All the time. And then, the dressing.
Yeah, we have it with, finished with Parmesan cheese, and then the dressing is our homemade avocado goddess dressing.
How much seating do you have in there?
We can seat up to 30 people
at any
given time. Mm-hmm.
You have anything outside? I mean, not now, but...
not now. I think that there's an opportunity. We have a drive-through, and there's like kind of like a patio right in front that we could kind of develop into some outdoor seating in time. But it's right there by the drive-through.
Yeah, because where the building is, it's a pretty high volume traffic area, but at Summit and Broadway, there's a lot of parking in that whole lot in that corner, kind of away from the B-Dubs and the gym and the pet store that are all there.
Yep.
But there's just always seems to be a constant flow. Every time I go, there's a constant flow of traffic there. And it's like, I just want to get some dog food or some cat food, or I'm trying to get a cheeseburger for my kiddo so he'll be quiet in the back car. Like, it's just kind of chaos. So, like, you talked about it earlier. Having that sense of calm in that chaos area, I think, you know, people appreciate that. They want that quiet place. Is there, if I walk in, am I going to hear jazz music? Am I just hearing, like, people shouting orders? Like, what's the ambiance and the vibe of the
and
bakery?
The colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the colors. I mean, that was something that, this is where we really appreciated the Freedom Franchise aspect of this, because we're the only Great Harvest that looks like the way that we do. And I want to give credit to my sister-in-law, Elise, for that. She this location is her vision. And it is blues and creams, and we have some highlights of some oranges. But we hear so much how people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that is really, you know, you asked about you were joking about my politics earlier, and literally my politics are everybody's welcome.
Please come
have a slice of bread. Stay for as long as you can.
Well, not just a slice of bread. How about now it's cold, you have soups.
And the soups are wonderful. Now the soups, I do, you know, let everybody know that's something that is not made in-house.
Uh-huh.
We do source those. It's Blount soups. Mm-hmm. And we are really careful whenever we have to go outside of the bakery cafe, mm-hmm. we are very, very careful about the ingredients. And this is a company that uses very whole foods, great ingredients, clean ingredients. And I will tell you, people love our soup.
Now, is it always the same three? Is it always chicken noodle, broccoli, and tomato? Mm-hmm. Or does this change?
So we
and loaded baked potatoes.
How about lemon rice?
Yeah, I know. I love lemon rice. Oh, my goodness.
I make the best.
He does.
You're hired.
I mean, when you're Greek, you just touch the broth and it just turns into lemon rice.
So our soup program has evolved as we've been open to. It used to be that we had alternating days of soup, and then we realized it was really frustrating for people to come on a day and then we didn't have that soup ready, so we offered all four at the same time. And now if you come out, our menu talks about our three everyday soups, mm-hmm. which are tomato, chicken noodle, and broccoli cheddar, and our seasonal specialty is the baked potato. Now, I'll say the baked potato has been on our menu as long as those other three, but that is giving us, it's opening the door to like trade out and have different soup varieties that we can spotlight.
You know, the other area that we need to touch on is you have a retail space.
We do.
What are some of the items you carry and sell in the retail space, and where do you source them from? Do you actually make your jams? Are you sourcing your jams?
We source our jams, and again, from a really great vendor who does, I think that's House of Webster, mm-hmm. and Food for Thought are two vendors that we do for our jams, jellies, some syrups. We have some really beautiful syrup gift sets right now, which we are pairing. We make kind of a pancake mix in-house that you can buy that, pair it with one of these.
Cookie mixes?
Mm-hmm. Cookie mixes, pancake mixes, brownie mixes, cornbread.
So all you're doing is adding the liquid to it.
Yep, and it's really easy recipes, and it's so good. And you take, like, for example, the cornbread mix, and you grab maybe a bottle of locally sourced honey. It's from Hives here in Northwest Indiana. And take a frontier soup, and the frontier soups that we have on offer I haven't tried one yet that I haven't liked. We have a wide variety of soup mm-hmm. flavors that you can make at home.
Cool.
And the flour, do you grind the flour and sell it by the bags?
Mm-hmm.
You do.
We've just started offering that probably about 4 to 6 weeks ago. And so you can actually get the wheat berries if you want to grind at home yourself, and or you could get ground flour.
Okay, mm-hmm. So talk about some of your pastries, because you know Christmas is cookies and pastries.
Right.
So mm-hmm. what are you featuring right now?
Do you want to talk about? Like, I feel like I talked so much, Julie.
That's all right. The one of my favorites is the chocolate dough that we just started. Having that. It's the chocolate cake that is rolled up around this delicious cream cheese frosting, and it has tart cherries in it to just add little accents to cut that sweet. That's super delicious. The tree cakes, as we're calling them, are super fun. The cherry almond, the coconut, and my favorite right now is the Mexican chocolate tea cake.
That was good.
It's really good because you don't expect it.
You know, and it's folks out there. Is it come in that shape?
Yeah.
So it comes in a star shape, right?
A star or a tree.
Star or tree. It's got the chocolate flavor, but you know, it's got a little surprise at the end where you get a little bit heat on the back of your tongue.
Yeah.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
You guys do pies too?
Yes, we do. You had the sour cream blueberry, the sour cream cherry. Really interesting pies. I had never tried.
The sour cream blueberry.
Sour cream blueberry. Okay. Super interesting. It reminds me of an impossible pie type thing. It's something I remember my mom making. But this is in a crust. So it is a cakey mm-hmm. pie at the same time. So it's fruit and cake and in a pie shell.
Now, do you guys do calzones?
We don't do calzones.
Okay, I thought I saw something wrapped up with...
Oh, like you're talking about our swirl breads.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
They look like calzones, but the swirl, the white chocolate cherry, is our Christmas special that we have going on right now. It is, it's decadent. It's so sweet, and when it's warm, it's delicious.
How long can you freeze your bread? I'm not suggesting, but if you want to glutton yourself with bread from Great Harvest, how do you freeze it, and how long can it last?
You can freeze it. And if you let us know, we'll give you a second bag. But we basically recommend double bagging the bread, so it just kind of helps with any frost in the freezer. And it lasts for 3 to 6 months in the freezer.
So you could have Christmas in March.
There you go.
Could.
And then have Christmas in July. And then have Christmas in September, and then have Christmas in December.
Yeah, see, that July time frame.
Okay, that really does kind of help. Yeah.
What's your most popular product? What sells out the best?
In terms of the goodies, I would say our most popular product is our blueberry cream cheese scone.
Ooh,
followed very shortly, like very quickly, by our cinnamon chip cream cheese glazed scone.
Breads? Which one you're. I like a good old just regular Italian bread. I'm not.
The sourdough. We can't keep the sourdough on the shelves, actually.
Yeah. It's my favorite thing to make, too. I just love sourdough.
Yeah, the sourdough is great. And then obviously the cinnamon chip. And we have cinnamon chip varieties that are cinnamon chip apple and cinnamon chip raisin. And then our cheddar garlic. That would be the savory kind of equivalent to cinnamon chip in terms of popularity. And we have that as cheddar garlic and jalapeno cheddar garlic.
So, Nick, you had asked about something about a bowl a few minutes ago, and you said you didn't do it. What is that?
It's kind of like just a grain bowl where you can get, like, if you think about, I'm trying to think about the actual grain that would go into
the quinoas.
Like quinoa. It's like for a lunch offering.
So
maybe a rice.
Could you gut a loaf of sourdough and just pour soup into it?
We do that.
You do that. Okay. All right.
There.
Yeah. Now we're speaking a language that I absolutely understand.
Especially when it's cold with no snow.
Yeah.
You kind of need. You can cheer yourself up with a soup bowl.
You can.
Hey, Julie. Julie, do you? Is there a lot of hand kneading there? I mean, are you actually working on?
That's all we do.
Really?
Right. Yeah. We obviously use machines to mix the dough, but we hand form every loaf.
Wow.
Yeah. And the sourdough is twice.
How many loaves are you going through a day?
A day.
About 100 to 125.
Yeah. So your hand.
That's a lot.
Handling 100.
That's a lot.
Putting
them in a pan.
Right.
Yes.
Well, just for sale. And actually, like the cafe probably uses another 30 to 40 loaves on top of that.
So nearly 200. How big is the staff for you all there in terms of, you know, regular operations?
For our bakers, 3 to 4 each day.
Wow.
Yeah, but overall, we have 30 staff members, so about 30 employees.
That's a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Okay. Ready for a questionnaire?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You sound like you've heard it before.
No, but I'm excited.
Okay. You guys ready? This is the Let's Eat questionnaire for you guys. What side dish must be on your holiday table?
This is personal. It doesn't have to come from the restaurant. Yeah. It's just whatever you need to have on your table.
You know what? I'm mashed potatoes and gravy kind of girl.
I was going to say that. How about you?
Yeah. I am a roasted vegetable person.
Okay. Cats or dogs?
Oh, both.
I'm a both, too.
You can't make a choice if you only had to choose one?
No, both. If I had to choose one.
Actually, we don't get a lot of boths. A lot of people are cat people or dog people.
No,
and it's
both.
One or the other.
Solid both.
Too. I have cats in Salt Lake City that I had to leave there because my brother's family is allergic. But we have 2 dogs at home, and I love both.
Okay. If there's only one Christmas movie you can watch when you say, hey, I want to watch a Christmas movie. This is the one that's going to pop up. What would it be?
Christmas Story.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Northwest Indiana.
There you go.
To.
Yeah.
How about you, Katie?
I love A Christmas Carol, like the musical version of Christmas Carol with Albert Finney.
Okay. Favorite smell?
The inside of a beehive.
Oh, I've never done that. I don't even want to stick my nose in there.
I actually know what that smells like because I have bees.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I believe it's what heaven must smell like.
Really? Interesting. Yeah.
I love that smell.
It's an interesting smell. It's a smell I've never smelled until I was going through the hive this summer. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's an answer I never heard. How about you?
Yeah.
Actually, I really love like cinnamon and vanilla.
Cubs or Sox?
This feels like really divisive. I will say that I'm not like as a transplant, I'm like not super invested, but I would say Cubs.
I would be Cubs because of my great aunt Irene.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about snowmen or gnomes for decorations?
I love both, but I will say snowman.
Yeah, I would say I think gnomes are adorable.
Okay, there's only one Christmas song you can hear when you want to hear a Christmas song. What would it be?
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll say Hark the Herald Angels really? Sings.
The one I like is the one that was on your promo. By the waitresses.
Yeah.
Christmas Wrapping is the name of the song for anybody who was wondering.
I also love Sleigh Ride. Sleigh Ride's a fun one.
That's ketchup fun. On your hot dog or not?
Yes.
I couldn't hear
ketchup you. Ketchup on your hot dog or no?
Oh, definitely.
Snow or no snow?
Snow.
Snow brings business in, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Especially for soup bowls.
Okay, you don't have to tell me. Is there any resolutions, New Year resolutions you want to tell me?
The one I had for 2024
anyway.
Was to develop and learn how to produce sourdough bread in this setting. That was my...
That's cool.
And she knocked it out of the park.
Yeah. Our sourdough bread is fantastic. I've been making sourdough bread for over 20 years, 20, 25 years, and fantastic sourdough bread.
Yeah. I'd say for me, it's exploring Northwest Indiana more.
Okay. Do you believe in opening a present the night before or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, Christmas morning. You're all tired. You're ready. You're not open Christmas, right?
No.
Okay,
not.
Christmas morning. Going to have breakfast. How do you like your eggs?
We do, and we've done this since before I was born, but our family tradition is omelets.
Our what?
Omelets.
Omelets. Omelets. Oh, so basically, how about you? You like
omelets? Over easy.
Over easy. Okay. You were to take a next Christmas holiday trip. Where would it be?
North Carolina for me.
Paris.
Oh, that's different.
Okay, Home Alone 2.
Okay, it's New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Everyone's ready to scream and yell Happy New Year's. And you have a glass in your hand. What beverage would be in there for you?
Cranberry juice.
That's it?
Yes.
No vodka in there with
it? She's got to be up at 3:45. Or at work by 3:45. Yeah.
How about you, Katie?
I'll do a glass of champagne.
There you go. Okay, 6 words that describe your business.
I would say fresh, delicious, community-minded, generous, welcoming.
All right, that's 6.
Right. How about you, Julie?
Flower.
Okay.
Hard work.
Uh-huh.
Freshness. Community, for sure. Uh-huh. Even the community amongst the workers.
That's 4. Good bread.
Good bread. There we go. 6.
There you go, folks. Oh, here's my favorite Christmas song that's playing right
Yay.
Now. Anyways, I want to thank Tom for being here. And I want to thank Katie and Julie from Great Harvest Bakery Cafe out of Crown Point for being here. And we got maybe a minute. Who would you like to thank?
Well, I'd like to thank you guys for Definitely. Having us here.
It's been
really fun to share a little bit about our business with you.
And I would love to thank the Smiths for allowing me the opportunity to bake after 32 years of being a mom. Love the community. Thank you for all of our customers. They are the best customers. They're awesome.
Well, I want to thank everyone out there for listening to Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and Tom Maloney here on 89.1 FM, your local Lakeshore Public Media. And I encourage everyone to huddle up with their family, give everyone a big old hug, kiss everyone in that circle, and then look over. There's my furry little friend down there. Pick him up, and don't forget to give your dog, your cat, a big old kiss on the snout because they deserve it. I want to wish everyone a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, a safe and sound New Year's. Have fun. Yasu. Till summertime, out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me, sunburn in the 3rd degree. Now the calendar's just 1 page, of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind, I've been doing too much about it.
Christmas.